This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of human liberty, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live on this Wednesday, January 4th edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be coming up with special reports throughout the show, the first of which will be aired after the break. For the first few minutes here, you want to concentrate on the breaking news, which is, of course, the mainstream media doubling down in its failed narrative that the American people completely don't believe that Russia hacked the election for Donald Trump. This is a headline up on USA Today. This is the flavor of the manipulative narrative that we're seeing once again today about Russia in the aftermath of Julian Assange's interview with Sean Hannity, which we're going to play clips from later in the show. This is the USA Today, though. Trump cites Assange's claim about Russia hacking. When it comes to claims that Russia hacked Democratic officials during last year's election, President-elect Donald Trump is apparently taking the word of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange over that of U.S. intelligence officials. So again, massive helping of butthurt from the mainstream media, from the Democratic Party establishment, that A, Donald Trump tweeted about what's in the news, how dare he do that, and that B, he took the side of Julian Assange when it came to Assange's denial, which again we're going to play later in the show, that he, the information, the leaks he received concerning John Podesta's email, the DNC leaks, didn't come from Russia. They didn't come from a state actor. Of course, we know from what Assange has intimated in the past, they most likely came from murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich. But again, they've stacked up Assange's credibility against the credibility of the mainstream media and the much vaunted U.S. intelligence apparatus, which its entire raison d'etre is to lie and deceive people. Now, this is pretty interesting. Pretty interesting given what happened last week, and we can't talk about this enough, which is the fact that the Washington Post, which has been lecturing everyone about fake news for the past God knows how many weeks, completely faked a news story about so-called Russian hackers hacking into the US electrical grid. Remember, they put up this story last week. In fact, there's a good summary up at Liberty Blitzkrieg, which is, here's the best summary of the Washington Post latest fake news fiasco. So they painted this dire scenario of Russian hackers hacking into this utility grid in Vermont. Turned out within hours to be absolute BS. Not only was the computer infected with this malware not connected to the US electric grid, the malware on the computer can be bought from the internet by anyone. In fact, this was so rubbish, this was so debunked, within hours of it being published by the Washington Post, that they then had to publish a second article admitting that there was no evidence whatsoever that Russia hacked the US electric grid. Just imagine for a second the gravity of that claim, backed up by absolutely zero evidence that there was this team of Russian hackers scheming to plunge the entire United States into darkness. That was evidence that they had attempted to do so with the malware infection of this computer. Again, turned out to be absolute, unbridled, nonsense, fake news. This is the same publication that bangs on about Pizzagate and this idiot gunman, who thankfully injured no one, going into a pizza parlor, and how that means fake news is so deadly. They literally put out an article accusing Russia of hacking the US electric grid with no evidence, completely fake news story, the kind of news story that could create international conflict. They publish a retraction in the form of a second article, and you know, by this week, everybody's forgotten about it. So yes, when Donald Trump tweets and says that WikiLeaks, which has a 10-year proven record of accuracy is more reliable than the Washington Post and their fake news narrative, and the US WMDs in Iraq fake intel community, then yes, it's sensible that we would believe Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. We'll be back with Alex Jones live after the break.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby
we have got two big guests with big breaking news coming up in the second and third hours, the first of which is Jason Kessler. He was the journalist who confronted the vice mayor there in Charlottesville who made these basically racist, misogynistic tweets, was then, of course, rallied round by his leftist colleagues. We've got him coming up. He's leading the campaign, spearheading focus on that issue. Then we've got Harlan Hill, who is a Fox News and a CNN contributor, to talk about the latest with Trump. The latest with the Russian hacking allegations, of course, off the back of this Julian Assange interview with Sean Hannity. We've also got key clips from that interview coming up. But here is Alex Jones. This is a powerful rant about how the power lies with you, the individual. And we'll be back in the next segment with more news. Here's Alex Jones.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or Jordan Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war has happened within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together. if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
Pretty emotional on air, and people ask me, is it an act? And the answer is no, it's 100% real. It's 110% real. But I do basically let the dog off the leash. I do that on purpose because I just want to be completely honest with people about where I stand and how serious these issues are. And you can say whatever you want about it. The method of the madness, it's effective. We've woken people up. We're moving forward. We're getting people's attention. Doesn't mean I've got to do it perfect. Doesn't mean you've got to do it perfect. We just got to do the right thing and warn people as best we can about the perils of globalism, and then their system will never be successful. And they're stonewalling of just denying that they're establishing this tyranny has totally begun to collapse. When I say begun to collapse, it is falling apart as we speak. They admit that in their own internal annals. They are in complete beehive, anthill eruption of scurrying around like chickens with their heads cut off. Whatever other analogy you want, their house is on fire. That said, though, their whole reorganization to come back and counterattack is happening as we speak. So when I get up on air and say, with 15 days, with 14 days, left until Trump gets in, when I talk about that and tell people to be totally vigilant, it's because these are the most important days in probably modern history, if not in much of history itself, because of the nuclear weapons we have now, the huge human population, all the things that are developing. Because we do have the technology for even more people on this planet, but we don't have the land and the resources if we don't start advancing technology and distributing it to third world nations and ourselves. This whole post-industrial non-growth model will cause a giant collapse that all the demographers agree on. If you don't produce 2.1 children for every two adults, it's going to create a collapse level event. No matter how many robots you put in, how much garbage you install. Now, that said, when I say I felt the collapse yesterday, that's not really even the sixth sense mumbo-jumbo. Even though I do believe in the sixth sense, it's been proven we all have it. But that's more of just an added guide of your gut or your spirit. When I say that they're really starting to realize they've been defeated at this phase in a big way, if there's a major sea change that's hit, it's because you see every major globalist newspaper, like the New York Times, even the Washington Post, coming out of their editorial pages and saying, this is the end of Obama, his legacy's a joke, he's a fraud, he launched all these criminal wars, he did all these terrible things, oh my gosh, what have we done? It's a capitulation move, and it's a desperation move, but it really shows that they're now having to signal to Trump and to the counter coup that's been launched by the people that, okay, we are backing off. I don't believe that they'd be rolling over this strong if it wasn't at least real at many levels of the elite strata. That does not mean it's complete, and that does not mean they're not going to come back and double-cross. But as I said back on November 8th, they have not capitulated yet. And you saw all the stuff they launched, and I laid out everything they do, and they did it. Almost like I was giving them ideas, but I wasn't. We just are inside their minds, they're inside ours. That's how interfaced we are in this fight. And right now, they finally understand they've had their butts whipped, and then if they push it much further, massive more leaks that make the other ones look terrible in comparison are going to be released and come out. And so we're winning the Civil War. We are in the fourth quarter with about 3 minutes to go, and we have got several touchdowns and several field goals on the board ahead of them in this game. Going forward, if we're not moral, if we're not strong, if we don't drain the swamp, if we don't in our own lives take action and be better people, it's the moral rot that's got us to this point. And it's the fact that we've been in a sleep, the fact we've been in a trance. Coming out of the trance is the key. And I'm up at 5:30 in the morning right now, taping this for the show with Watson and David and I and the crew that are there. I'm going to be gone for about a week, but I will be filing reports from the road as I take some time to do some research. But I got to occasionally take a little bit of a break, or I spin out of control, as everybody knows. Bottom line, history's happening in front of everybody. I want to salute all of you. And again, I want to be clear. I'm not doing this to pat you on the head or to be patronizing. You are the resistance. You are the MVPs. You are changing the world. All you went through being made fun of, all the bullying, all the attacks, all the demonization by your friends, your family, your bosses, your employees, your neighbors, your pastors. Some of your pastors stood up for the truth. They went through bullying. My point is that this is an amazing time to be alive. You are the trailblazers. You are the winners. You didn't just win some lottery ticket or some football game or, you know, some stupid set of steak knives. You didn't win the little silly brass ring. You won a major battle against the most wicked, organized crime syndicates this planet's ever seen. And you did it because you had moral, historical foundations. You were standing on America that was created in providence, in God's mind, and that does have a great destiny. The destiny of the world rises and falls with this republic. We have been exceptional. Now we've been exceptionally evil. And it's up to us whether America's hit bottom yet and has started its way back up. We have that chance to lead the world out of the technotronic era that the globalists were hoping was just dawning, which I believe is dead on arrival. It's a great time to be alive. Our ideology trumps everything they could ever come up with. It's beautiful. It's true. It's ancient. And it's of God. And I don't say that as some Pharisee on a high horse, but as somebody that's as wicked as the day is long, but my heart is pointed at God. So these are epic times, and I just love you all. And that's why when you always call and say thank you, thank you, thank you to me, no, thank you. You need to get this turned around. These arrogant talk show hosts, we got to call in and kiss their butts all day and tell them how great they are. No. None of us are perfect, but we are in an epic fight that is amazing and that is incredible, and it's all about that fight to live in a free country and a free civilization based on families, based on real values set forth, and again, led by Jesus Christ. There's a reason the enemy hates Christ, and it's because Christ is real, and Christ's Spirit's real, and God's plan is real, and they can't stand it. So at the end of the day, remember that. We're fighting evil people who serve an evil, fallen God. And that's why they do all this bad stuff, because it's all an ends. Everything they do is a place they're going, a place they're leading us. They do these bad things because they are bad, because they're building something stinking and fallen, because it's their nature, because they can't coexist with us. Do you understand that? I know you understand that. But the minute we really understand that we must soften our hearts towards children and soften our hearts towards the ignorant that don't understand what's happening and forgive them. But we have to, at the same time, quite frankly, harden our hearts against evil and be steadfast and realize that we're going to run them over and that it's our destiny to defeat them. But we have to take that destiny, and we have to take the adversity that comes with it in our hands. But through the process, we will be made whole and strong on the other side and be much greater than we ever were before. It is the animating contest, the challenge of good versus evil. And you, who are fighting the globalists, have chosen the right side of history. And no matter what color you are or where you come from or what your gender is, that makes us brothers and sisters together in eternity, because we chose the right side of history. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, this is V, the Grill Economist of Rogue Money. Are you being crushed by debt and crippled by bad credit? Here's what the banks don't want you to know. If you're in severe credit card debt, you have options. We can give you a fresh start. Have tax liens and judgments against you? We can give you a fresh start. Want to find out if our system can work for you? Go to myfreedomnow.us and set up a free phone consultation with me today. We take a limited number of clients each month, so go to myfreedomnow.us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
I'm your masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
Well, the master of war, Barack Obama, whose policies completely wrecked the Middle East and led to the migrant crisis, has just over 2 weeks left in office, and he's still determined to continue this madcap escalation with Russia, We've got an article here out of the Sun. This is up on drudgereport.com. US sends special forces to Russian border as NATO is poised to strike back against Vladimir Putin's aggression. Even though, as you know, Vladimir Putin doesn't even reciprocate when Obama kicks 35 Russian diplomats out of the United States, Putin's response is to basically invite children to a party. He does absolutely nothing in return, but he's the aggressive party. President Obama has deployed U.S. Special Forces troops along Lithuania's border with, quote, aggressive Russia. Tensions between Washington and the Kremlin have reached Cold War levels amid reports Vladimir Putin is deploying nuke-ready missiles in the Russian province of Kaliningrad. Again, this escalation has been launched off the back of the mainstream media's fake news that was in the Washington Post last week with their story claiming that Russian hackers tried to get into the computers of the US electronic grid. This story turned out to be complete BS. People have since drilled into the process of how this fake news story was reported in the Washington Post. It was a copy and paste job. These Washington Post journalists, prostitutes, called the Department of Homeland Security for a comment. They didn't call the actual electric public utilities who had supposedly been hacked in the Russians. Didn't call them for a comment, which came back to smack them in the face about 2 hours later, because these same public utilities came out literally an hour and a half after this story, this fake news story was published in the Washington Post, said there's absolutely no evidence that Russian hackers hacked this utility. Number one, the computer wasn't connected to the utility itself. Number two, the malware could be found anywhere on the internet. There was no evidence whatsoever that it had come from Russia. But again, the Washington Post, just like with their fake news list that they put out, which they then had to back away from, said they couldn't vouch for the validity of it because it was completely made up out of thin air, that prop or not fake news list, again, with links back to the military-industrial complex, back to the neocon establishment. Again, this turned out to be completely fake. Basically what happened, somebody who worked in that utility, Burlington Electric, checked their email, their Yahoo email, and it connected to a suspicious IP address because of this malware that was on the laptop that had been floating around the internet anyway. Again, nothing whatsoever to do with Russia. They had zero evidence that it had to do with Russia, but ran with the story anyway. Think of the danger. They're accusing a nuclear superpower of hacking the US electric grid. Think of the gravity of that charge, backed by absolutely zero evidence. So again, the mainstream media has the temerity to say that InfoWars is dangerous because we're pushing fake news about Pizzagate or whatever, which we didn't even push. I mean, I never tweeted about it personally because I thought it was a dud story. But no, we get all the blame for everything. Apparently that's dangerous. That's going to cause people to die. Yet they're literally hyping a military confrontation with Russia by publishing fake news blaming Russia for hacking the US electronic grid with no evidence. But they say we're dangerous for pushing fake news. Their fake news could start a world war. How dare they blame us? And of course today, Trump tweets that Assange's claims on Russian hacking in his interview with Sean Hannity make sense. Again, no evidence that they provided WikiLeaks with the DNC leaks, with the Podesta emails. We know who did. Seth Rich. Assange can't come out and say it publicly because he can't name his sources. But again, now the outrage is aimed at Trump because he says that Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, which has a 10-year-plus track record of complete deadly accuracy, is more reliable than the US intelligence community, part of which is pushing this whole crap about Russia hacking the election, again, with zero evidence whatsoever. They've now had to put the briefing back until Friday because they're desperately trying to scrape the barrel and cobble something together. Nothing has been released in the public arena that even indicates any evidence of Russian hacking. But again, we're bad for talking about, quote, fake news when they're directly pushing fake news that could start a nuclear conflict. And now we have Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, calls Julian Assange a sycophant for Russia, says that Julian Assange, quote, he leaks. Well, yeah, Paul Ryan, the clue is in the name, WikiLeaks, right? Absolutely dud insult. Paul Ryan is now siding with this narrative. We'll be back with more on The Alex Jones Show Live after the break. Infowars.com, don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I have consistently stated that past performance is indicative of future behavior. And I'm not the first person that said that. That's been well known for thousands of years. I'm just stating common sense here. So it wasn't hard to predict that the Democrats would try to steal the nomination from Trump. The Republican Party that tried to steal the nomination tried to block it. The same Democratic Party that successfully stole it from Bernie Sanders, who rolled over to it. The same groups that tried to steal the election on election night. The same groups that tried to have the recounts. The same groups that tried to overturn the electors. The same group now saying that Trump's some type of Russian agent with all this made-up crap and that, you know, the Russians are trying to bring down our power grid. They're not going to give up. And I've said that consistently. We're now 15 days out. But yesterday when I said I could feel them collapsing, Well, that's kind of like what's been described at the end of World War I or World War II. You just feel like this weight come off as the will of who you were fighting. Millions of other people on the other side finally gave up. But really, cutting past the sixth sense stuff, what I'm really getting at is you can see more and more big news publications coming out and saying, okay, Obama has a horrible legacy. Okay, Obama's horrible. Okay, Hillary was a horrible candidate. Okay, she's super corrupt. Okay, you know, Trump isn't Hitler. And that's being done because the mainstream media is so command and control that Trump knows that they're not giving up on their deceptive agenda unless they basically roll over and start writing these articles. Now, on the surface, that sounds kind of dangerous. Like, wow, that they have to roll over to Trump and then start having news articles, you know, basically being neutral or fair. Well, that's because the media was already command and control, as WikiLeaks showed. It was commanded right down to the paragraphs, right down to the headlines, right down to what was being said and done when it came to political news. I've always said, okay, a plane crashes. It's usually just real news reporting on it. Or, okay, there's a flood. Or, okay, this football team wins. That's usually just real news. But it's the big political events that you've got to watch. That's where the deception, the dissembling, the manipulation is. But there's just a lot of indicators that the fact that there's more leaks going to come out, more whistleblowers about to come out. Oh, and a big thing I forgot to talk about yesterday, the fact that the whistleblowers that released the latest information in the last year to WikiLeaks are prepared to have a press conference. And I was told about this 6 months ago. And then it began to build. And then, of course, the British ambassador, former British ambassador, who is admittedly an operative of WikiLeaks, has come out repeatedly and said, I've met in America with the head leaker. It's an American from intelligence agencies. Well, we also know Mr. Binney and others, and he told us that back at the same time. So we have top people telling us this. Then I have folks off record confirming it and telling me the type of stuff that's in there, which I did get out on air because I released all info I have. The big thing I forgot to cover yesterday is I just get so excited about all this, and I really should just write notes and then go over it, is that, I mean, we're teleprompter for free. Sometimes it goes too far, obviously, with stuff that's so important, that's what's being prepared. That if they want to push it further, they want to keep pushing this Russia garbage, that's going to happen. Now, notice yesterday, and this is a big one, they came out and said, oh, we've delayed the briefing that Trump was going to get. Then they come out and say, oh, no, we didn't delay the briefing. He's just saying that. But if you go look at what was actually done, they have delayed it on the evidence of the Russian hacking that they won't even give Congress. Because it's a metaphorical hacking. They mean just politically through RT instead of influence the election. Well, I guess you could say that's true. But the Chinese and the EU and MSM and all the foreign money is, you know, 100 times what Russia might have done that way, if you call that any type of influence hacking. I mean, George Soros has been trying to overthrow Russia internally for a decade and admits it, not just the surrounding countries like we've seen the last few years with the Ukraine situation. So when I say they're starting to really falter and fall apart, that's because I really mean it. I think there's a lot of danger they're going to still pull something. They've got a lot of rogue elements. It's not just one monolithic group, but more like a swarm of criminals and that, you know, that follow a basic piratical global system. But I really think that very positive things are happening, and really it's about holding Trump's surrounding people accountable and really pushing our populist agenda, not just here but worldwide. Because if anything's influencing things around the world, it's the liberty movement. It's 1776 worldwide. It's nationalism. It's sovereignty. It's free market capitalism that is driven by the will of the people and by innovation. I mean, America is infiltrating Russia more than Russia is infiltrating us. Everybody knows that. Despite all the stuff that globalists have done to Russia in our name, they love our blue jeans. They love our culture. They love, you know, James Dean and the whole nine yards. Everybody knows that. So do the French. So does everybody. So America still has a lot of soft power with people around the world. We can get back to people admiring us and liking us and thinking of us as the good guys if we stop letting a bunch of blue blood East Coast globalists. I'm not bashing people on the East Coast. I mean the, you know, the Harvard people, the white shoe boys that Joe Salente talks about. I think they're better than everybody. We got to just say, no, you're not better than everybody. You don't control reality. And you're not history's actors. And you're crazy. And you've wrecked the ship. and you're not in control anymore. Do you understand? You're not our gods. You're not our owners. I don't care that you have big, you know, Coke bottle glasses and a chicken neck. Get out of the way. Move. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. You see them headlights? I mean, we are behind you. We want you out of the way. We do not want you ruling our life and being our gatekeepers anymore. Get off our backs, okay? We see you. You sue an electrical garbage. We're done. That said, we got to be very vigilant. We are way from being out of the woods, but I am seeing a lot of signs that the enemy's being demoralized. They're giving up right now, at least for now. That doesn't mean they won't try to assassinate Trump. It doesn't mean they won't try to crash a helicopter full of C4 to the inauguration. It doesn't mean they won't try to crash the economy and then blame it on Trump. They're already doing that. In fact, I don't think I got to that clip yesterday. I think I played it once where, you know, they've got the editor of the Washington Post saying me and Trump are going to crash the world economy. When that's what Soros does all over the world. Again, they're always projecting everything they do onto us. And quite frankly, I am super honored by this. All right, folks, back to the main transmission. I'll be popping in throughout the week. I just want to say great job to the crew, great job to all you, the listeners. I mean, you really are the tip of the spear, and I just want to thank you. We have come so far together. Who would have thought 20 years ago almost nobody knew the Federal Reserve was private? Almost nobody knew what the New World Order was. They thought we were making it up. Just look where we are now. I mean, all over the world, our brand of nationalism and of Americana and of understanding that it's the globalist crime syndicate is taking over because it's reality. Reality is trumping the fraud, the mass wave of garbage. And I salute you all. I love you all. I appreciate you all. This is an amazing time to be alive. Now back to the main transmission.
There goes Alex Jones, and he'll be back with more special reports later in the show. We're going to get to Julian Assange's appearance on Fox News last night. By the way, which coincided with the birthday of Seth Rich, the murdered DNC staffer who many consider to be the source of WikiLeaks. So we're going to get to those clips here in a minute. First, I want to tell you about the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, the only reason we've been able to grow to challenge the mainstream media, the only reason they have to come out with this whole fake news narrative is the fact that we've been so successful in reaching so many millions more people, and we couldn't do it without your support, which is why we're not ashamed of these products, because they've all got 5-star independent reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. And this is the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. Again, you have to feel good to have an impact when it comes to reaching out, reaching new people, not just preaching to the choir. So you have to feel good to do that. And many people have given, again, their independent reviews saying that these products help them feel a lot better. We're talking about Brain Force, 30% off still at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Secret 12, 20% off. Liver Shield, 20% off. Knockout, 20% off. The discounts go on at InfoWarsLife.com. It's time to take back your health and make your body great again in 2017. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to see all the great specials. Again, this is about helping you take back your temple and fight back against the energy drain that is this vulgar culture that we're subjected to, this establishment system that tells you constantly you're worthless, you can't have any effect whatsoever. Well, you can. We've proven it. We've grown from a tiny operation to a huge sprawling network that is really terrifying the mainstream media, which is why they attack us on a routine basis. Their audiences are dropping off. Their trust levels are through the floor. Again, we're rising, but we can only continue to do so with your support. That's not just a cliche to say that. When you get more and more employees, when you get more and more equipment, when you have to pay for more and more bandwidth, it all adds up. So we really need your support, especially at this time of year. Again, after Christmas, by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. We don't take advertising from giant pharmaceutical industry companies that sell Prozac. We don't take advertising revenue from Middle Eastern dictatorships like CNN to produce puff pieces about how great their horrible countries are. We don't take $30 million from George Soros like Black Lives Matter. We don't take any of that. We rely on your support, which allows us to remain independent, and that is absolutely crucial. Again, all those great discounts are part of the Make Your Body Great Again initiative. InfoWarsLife.com for all those great products. Now let's go back to the news, of course. Julian Assange made an appearance on Sean Hannity last night, much anticipated. We're going to delve into some of these clips and then talk about it afterwards, given the new hysteria about Russia that we're seeing once again in the media today. The first clip is Assange elaborates on sources and Russian hacking. Here it is.
I know you want to protect your sources, and you, when you first told me on my radio show that it was not Russia, you said so reluctantly. Can I ask, take it one step further, can you say that the source was within the United States?
I don't want to constrain whether it was someone inside the United States, in the DNC, in the service providers that provide the DNC, or outside, etc. I think we have already pushed it quite a lot.
More than you would like.
More than we would like by saying it's not a state party. But that was necessary to do because there was a serious attempt to distract from the content of our publications with this Russian narrative. Now, our sources are interested in two things. They're interested in protecting their identity, but also not going through all that effort and risk to themselves only to have the publication undermined.
Then what do you make of the President of the United States, and Donald Trump may, in the next 24 to 48 hours, contradict with whatever information he's teasing that he does have, but he made a decision to expel 35 Russian diplomats in two sites, imposed 12 sanctions against the Russian government, and, you know, the Russian President Putin responded by inviting children to a Christmas party and said he will wait to deal with the new president. Why would the president, you're saying that Russia did not give you this information. He is very closely suggesting that, in fact, they did. And he's wrong. So my question is, does he know he's wrong? And from your perspective, he has to know.
He's playing games.
He's playing games. He's dishonest. Fair? Is he lying to the American people?
He's acting like a lawyer instead of being honest. So he's playing games by trying to suggest that Russia, quote, hacked the election, unquote, pretending that what's going on here is Russia hacking voting machines, for which there is no evidence, then suggesting without saying that our information was part of a plot to get Donald Trump elected. Once again, from our side, which we understand there's no evidence, but even James Clapper and so on coming out and saying we don't know how WikiLeaks, we don't know when or how WikiLeaks got this information. So it's a construction to try and erect the topic that Donald Trump is illegitimately elected.
So what is the reaction to this, the frothing hysteria from the fake news media that we see today, and even people like Paul Ryan? This is out of the Washington Times. Paul Ryan calls Julian Assange a sycophant for Russia. And again, this is a narrative that we've heard over and over again. Because Assange had a show on Russia Today 4 years ago, 8 episodes, that means he's working for the Kremlin. Okay, how many times have I been on RT? How many times has Alex Jones been on RT? How many times have they asked us to be on RT? Dozens and dozens. Does that mean we're taking paychecks from the Kremlin? No. It was a forum. It was a platform that he used. Okay, the fact that Assange appeared on RT is not proof that Russia hacked the presidential election. You're going to have to do a bit better than that. This is his quote. This is Paul Ryan talking about Julian Assange. I think the guy is a sycophant for Russia. He leaks. He steals data and compromises national security. Okay, so Paul Ryan is calling the head of an organization called WikiLeaks. His main charge is that he, quote, leaks. Right, okay, bombshell insult there from Paul Ryan. The clue is kind of in the name, you know, WikiLeaks. So again, no evidence whatsoever. Absolutely, literally zero evidence that Julian Assange is working for Russia. Yeah, Paul Ryan comes out with this quote. Again, this is out of USA Today. Trump cites Assange's claim about U.S. hacking, about Russia hacking. They quote Senator Charles Schumer, Democratic New York. So even for a practical, supposed hard-nosed businessman, he's really being dumb to do this. They then quote Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, who said, quote, "I have a lot more faith in our intelligence officers than in people like Julian Assange." So again, you have WikiLeaks, a 10-year track record of accuracy versus the U.S. intelligence community, which has a multi-decade track record of deception and lies. And that's not a surprise, given that's their whole raison d'etre, right? You know, a track record of saying that arming the moderate rebels in Syria is the best, most logical way to topple Assad. Oh, no, it's not going to lead to the rise of jihadist groups. It's not going to lead to the rise of ISIS. Oh, wait, we found out that that's exactly what they intended it to be. That was the whole agenda back in the first place. That's why they were selling arms out of Benghazi to build up these rebel groups. Oh, but the intel said we could arm the moderate rebels and all would be hunky-dory. Again, their track record is deception, is lies, is chaos, is bloodshed. Julian Assange, his track record, and he's policed people on the right with Trump, he's policed people on the left with his organization's releases about the Iraq war. So he doesn't have a dog in this game. And their credibility has an absolutely perfect track record, yet still we see this complete hysterical freakout about Russia backed by zero evidence. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says that Julian Assange is a sycophant for Russia. Again, that claim is backed up by the same amount of evidence backing up the claim that Russia hacked the US election, i.e. zero. The pile-on against Trump, the pile-on against Assange continues by the establishment, by the mainstream media, despite them trashing their credibility once again last week with this Washington Post report that said Russia had penetrated the US electronic grid. They didn't even contact the utility companies to get a statement. Those same utility companies came out an hour and a half later, said the Washington Post story was complete BS. All the Washington Post had done is basically reprinted a press release by the Department of Homeland Security. The laptop was not connected to the utility company, the grid. It had malware on it that was on the internet anyway. No evidence that it came from Russia, yet Donald Trump's bad for believing the claims of Julian Assange over the claims of the US intel community that comes up again and again with this baseless nonsense. Let's go to the next clip. This is Assange talking about threats to his family. Very interesting clip. Here's Assange with Sean Hannity from last night's interview.
I have been detained illegally without charge for 6 years in prison, under house arrest, 4.5 years in this embassy, without sunlight, lots of spies everywhere, etc. It's tough. It's tough, but that's the mission that I set myself on. So I'm willing to accept that. I understand the kind of game that's being played with, you know, big powerful actors. They try and take revenge. Okay. It's a different thing for my family. I have young children under 10 years old. They didn't sign up for that. Okay. I'm the type of father that they have. But they didn't sign up for that. And that's not something I like. And I think that is fundamentally unjust outcome for my children. It's not a good precedent for other people to have as well. But that would be my one concern. I know what I'm doing. I'm prepared to have wear the consequences of the conflict and dealing with powerful groups and individuals. But my family is innocent in that equation. They didn't sign up for that fight.
So, again, why is Assange now talking about concerns about powerful actors potentially threatening his family? That's basically what he's intimating there without saying it outright. Well, there's a person called Seth Rich who was murdered back in July, again, a DNC staffer. He was almost certainly the source of the WikiLeaks for the Podesta emails and the DNC leaks. A robbery, nothing was taken, unsolved, remains unsolved to this day. And who got appointed to be the spokesman for the family immediately after his murder? Well, it was somebody with deep connections to the DNC. What was the first thing they said? This has no connection to the DNC leaks. Again, they got out of that story ahead of time. That is why Assange is communicating the fact he's concerned about threats towards his family. Remember, WikiLeaks offered $20,000 for information leading to the capture of Seth Rich's killer. Several other people offered large cash sums as well. In fact, I think he's up to about almost $200,000 on the table for information leading to the capture of Seth Rich's killer. So that's why Assange is going on record saying that he's now concerned for his safety. Because again, in this interview, he intimated that not Russia, not a state actor, but Seth Rich and other people connected to him within the DNC structure were responsible for the leaks. Now he feels threatened that he could be, again, under attack from the same forces. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him?